New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is considered a moderate Democrat, so it was a surprise to many observers when he spoke at the New York State Bar Association on Monday, laying out a wish list of progressive policies for the first 100 days of his third term.
Let this agenda be New York's Declaration of Independence. We declare independence from this federal government's policies. We disconnect from the nationalism and the racism and the chaos and the xenophobia and the misogyny and the discrimination and the dissembling of this Washington administration.
Joining us now is Zach Fink, State House reporter for Spectrum News New York One. Hi, Zach.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And when you hear Andrew Cuomo there and consider the fact that for the first time since he's been governor, he's now got Democrats have control of both houses of the legislature. Does it feel like a new era in New York?
It really does. And I think he's been kind of, you know, capitalizing on the soaring rhetoric about that, that they're going to change things. It's a new day. Priorities he's had previously that got stymied by government control, by Republicans, split government. Now he's saying that all of these things he campaigned upon, he can actually get passed. And I think he's right about that. The question is, what is his commitment to all of these items that he brings up year after year in his State of the State address? Some of the things he's pushed for, some of the things, frankly, he's dropped.
Well, and one of the things that's gotten a lot of attention from this speech is about marijuana. And last year, Cuomo referred to marijuana as a gateway drug. Now he's calling for it to be legalized in New York. Where did that change come from?
Yeah, it's a complete about face. I mean, look, Governor Cuomo faced a pretty stiff primary this past year from actor Cynthia Nixon, who challenged him from the left. And as a result, he frankly changed a lot of his policies. Look, Governor Cuomo is very adept at sensing the political winds and going in that direction. Some people would criticize that, call it a flip-flop. Others would say it's savvy. I mean, he knows where the party is headed and he's adapted to those changes.
Well, and marijuana now legal in Massachusetts, in California, Nevada, Colorado. There are a number of states at this point. Did Cuomo get into any details about when that's going to happen in New York?
No, and it's a very good point. Look, I suspect it will happen in the first few months, or there will at least be a robust discussion. However, the legislature, Jeremy, has a very different idea of what legalization might look like. I mean, Governor Cuomo instituted a medical marijuana program in New York, and it's one of the most restrictive in the nation. You're not even allowed to smoke the drug. So, you know, I have a feeling his idea of what full legalization actually looks like is going to be different than the legislature's idea.
Okay, the other big announcement that came out of his speech is that he is now advocating for congestion pricing into Manhattan. Now, this is something that has been talked about for many years, and there wasn't the support at the state level to do it before. A lot of people who complain, for example, about transit in New York say, well, let's do what London does. Let's put in congestion pricing for cars, and then we can use some of that money to pay for the transit. What's the plan from Cuomo at this point about congestion pricing?
It's an interesting plan because 10 years ago, Mayor Bloomberg tried to institute this and it got rejected. Right. Interestingly enough, not by the Republicans in the Senate who wouldn't do it for Governor Cuomo last year, but by the Democrats in the Assembly who basically said it's a regressive tax. It's going to disproportionately affect, you know, people who live in Queens and Brooklyn who have to drive because they're transit deserts and they don't have mass transit options. This time around, there does seem to be more openness. There's also been a lot of changes on the ground. The transit system itself is just deteriorated to the point where the New York City subways are almost unusable. And now you have Uber and Lyft and all these other car services. So congestion is worse than it's ever been in Manhattan. So I think those facts having changed might give him a shot at getting this done.
It's interesting to compare what's happening in New York to California. They're both blue states, but California for many years now has had a Democratic governor and Democratic legislature. New York didn't have it. Now they do. I wonder if New York may start to look more like California.
That's certainly what the Democrats were hoping for. And Governor Cuomo always calls New York the most progressive state in the nation. But to your point, it really isn't. California has been way ahead of New York on many issues. I mean, Governor Cuomo did get some things done that were impressive, even with the Republican legislature. Paid family leave, for one. That's huge. He also got a $15 minimum wage. But when you look at the $15 minimum wage and the details, it's not quite that. It's kind of a going to be a $15 minimum wage on a timetable of a few years downstate, and then it doesn't quite get there to upstate. You know, it was a multi-tiered system. So, yes, you can call it a $15 minimum wage, but it's not exactly what California did.
That is Zach Fink, who is State House reporter for Spectrum News New York One. Zach, thank you.
Thanks for having me.